This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is part two of Power and Politics in the Quran. And before we get into some new material, so basically last time we talked about the story of Talut and several lessons that can be derived from the story of Talut. Today we're going to take one of those lessons, the first one of those lessons, and we're going to travel with it throughout the Quran to see where else it pops up. But first, we have to point out that when it comes to power and how community power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Quran to build power as a community. He commands us, both explicitly and implicitly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. Prepare for them what you're able to of power. Now then, in the rest of the ayah, Allah continues on with examples that suited that particular circumstance in which he was talking about. But as we say in tafsir, al-ibra bi umum al-lafz la bi khususi sabab. That when it comes to these sorts of things, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala words things generally for a reason, so that they have broader applicability than simply the very specific political context in which they were originally revealed. So in that particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to talk about horses and swords and armies and these sorts of things. But if you find yourself in a situation like we are, when building power looks like something completely different, it might look like owning land, it might look like delivering votes, it might look like organizing money and organizing donations or things of this nature, that this is a communal obligation, as far as kifayah, and that it has an illah, there's a reason behind it, it's so that nobody messes with us, right? Why do we have these signs on the other side of the glass door? These premises are under armed guards or whatever it says, so that nobody messes with us. And if we look at the Quran, this is exactly what Lut alayhi salam says, right? When it comes to in Surah Hud, when the forces of evil who want to do you harm and do your children harm, and in the last 5 months we've seen plenty of them exposed, have we not? When they're banging down the door and the only thing separating between them and you or your children is your ability to defend yourself, this is a very scary situation. And what does Lut alayhi salam said? He says, قَالَ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي بِكُمْ قُوَّةٍ. If only I had some sort of power that I could resist you all, أَوْآوِي إِلَى رُكْنٍ شَدِيدٍ. Or I could lean upon some sort of firm support or firm pillar to prevent your harm. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says multiple times in the Quran, نَكَالًا. That there's a certain aspect of deterrence that building power as a community serves. We don't build power because we're looking for trouble. None of these handsome security guards that we have build power because they're looking for trouble, right, Nadeem? It's because they're here to protect, they're here to serve, they're here to actually keep a certain type of peace, a certain type of just peace, okay? And so that this is a community obligation, whatever in our time and in our scenario that we have to do to figure it out, well, that's what we have to do. Now, the first lesson that we had talked about last week in the story of Talut was that building power is a community project, and it takes active participation. It's not a spectator sport. Building power as a community is not a spectator sport. What was the problem of the people of Talut? They had the right mission, they were wrong, they were turned out of their homes, and they said, all we need is the right guy to lead us, and then we're down, we're ready to ride. And then what happened? They were given that leader, and they chickened out. They got cold feet. They said, no thanks, actually, we were just kidding. It was an excuse, it was a front. We see that this isn't the first time that Bani Israel had this problem. You go through the rest of the surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, you go into Surah Al-Imran, you go to Surah Al-Ma'idah, you see that Bani Israel had this problem before. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the followers of Musa alayhi salam, those who followed Musa out of Masr, out of Egypt, and they go through the desert, they have all their sorts of trials and tribulations, they get to Philistine. What is the one thing that they have to do? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell them they have to do? He said, here it is. Here's the land I promised you. Now you have to go, and there's people, yeah, there's people living there already. You have to fight, and then it's yours. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises them his aid and his nasr and his help. What's their reaction? They basically have the same reaction. They say to Musa, how are we expected to do this sort of thing? It's not reasonable. And there's a back and forth in Surah Al-Ma'idah that's well known. They even are so bold as to say to Musa, فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُكَ فَقَاتِلَ إِنَّا هَهُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. They said, you and your Lord go, tabi'id. They're making distance between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and your Lord go and fight. And we're going to stay here and wait to see what happens. Right? So building power is not a spectator sport. And equivalent to our times is, let's say, if somebody woke up every 4 years and they look at who's up for election this time, which one's the least bad one. All right, bismillah, here we go. That's not how it works. Building power as a community, it's a weekly project, if not a daily project. It's fard kifaya, which means that you can't just hope some other guy's going to do it. You're going to pick the right person, they're your savior, and then you forget about everything that they do. No, politicians are like getting toddlers ready for the masjid. You know what I mean by that? You say, okay, Baba, come get your kufi, come get your shoes. Okay, he maybe gets his jacket, now he's toddling off this way. No, 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 here, Baba, you have to, every step of the way, you have to make sure they stay on task. Politicians are the same. You say, here's the agenda, here's why we put you in, here's the proof that we put you in, here's what you said you were going to do, you haven't done it yet, when are you going to do it? Every week you're knocking on their door. That's how it works. So this is what is just one of the things, and there's other types of power other than electoral power, that's just one tool. But we're saying that this is what it looks like. Power, building power, is not a spectator sport. It is not something that you can just flip on every 4 years. It's something that takes active, regular engagement. Now, this story pops up another time, or this lesson pops up another time, and that is in Surah Al-Kahf, with Dhul-Qarnayn. The last group of people that Dhul-Qarnayn go to, very, very interesting, the interaction between them. He comes to a people, and the people complain about Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So spreading facade on the earth. Things are not good. Dhul-Qarnayn, come and save us, basically. They're turning to Dhul-Qarnayn as a savior. Say, build us a wall. We'll pay you, right? They want to be as uninvolved as possible. What can I pay? What's the price tag? Just give me the barcode, I'll scan it, I've got Google Pay, boom, and it's done. And what is Dhul-Qarnayn's reaction? He doesn't give them exactly what they ask for. He says, basically, no, you're going to help build this wall. So bring the iron, bring the molten lead, bring whatever you're going to do, and here we're going to build it together. So as they say, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a meal, you teach a man the fish, right? He's set for life. So Dhul-Qarnayn is actually teaching the people that he goes to how power building works. It's not something you just find the right person, we find the right candidate, we get him in power, and then we just go to sleep. That's not how it works. You have to learn how to actively participate. It's something that's regular, and it's something that you have to actively participate in as well. And the last thing, when it comes to, we'll end with this. We see, especially in the first 10 ajzat, a lot of examples of what not to do. And they need to be studied. Al-Imran, Al-Nisa, Al-Ma'idah, Al-Anfal, Al-Tawbah. They need to be studied about what not to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in Al-Imran and Al-Ma'idah, warns us about putting our trust in the wrong people. The people who were suffering from Ya'juj and Ma'juj were fortunate. They were blessed because they could trust Dhul-Qarnayn. What if Dhul-Qarnayn was not trustworthy? What if he was a grifter? What if he was somebody who came in, he said, oh yes, inshallah, and quoted a hadith, and then said, give me all your votes. Right? We know that these people exist. Correct? Correct. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has lots of warnings for us to not put too much trust, especially in people that are outside of our community that we don't know. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمْ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَذِينَ آمَنُوا. And how many times does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أَوْلِيَاءَ. Do not take them as too close of friends. And he actually blames people for the internal motivations that they would have. هَا أَنْتُمْ أُولَىٰ تُحِبُّونَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ. Here you are loving these people, chasing their power, chasing their influence, and they don't love you back. عَيْب. as we say. This is embarrassing, it's humiliation, or as Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, are you looking for izzah from them? فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةِ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All honor and dignity belongs to Allah alone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to who He wills, and He takes it away from whom He wills. And so in our project of building power, we can't lose sight. We can't take our eyes off the prize. We stick together as a community, and we do what we have to do together, trusting in one another and building that power together. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.